www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Patricia, we're kicking it off with you, darling. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I want to thank you so much for your show. I listen to you religiously, and it's just too incredible.
Thank you, darling. I appreciate that. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm calling about my daughter. She was in a car wreck. It's been, well, 7 years ago, and she lost the use of her right arm because of a brachial plexus injury.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she does very well. She's got a little girl, and she changed diapers with her feet at one time, and I mean, she's very adaptable. Well, she now works, and this woman came into Macy's, and she said, just very point blank, she said, what is wrong with your arm? And my daughter thought, well, how rude, you know, but she's so used to that. She said, oh, I was in a car wreck, and the woman said, no, I mean, seriously, what is wrong with your arm? I'm a physician. And my daughter said, well, I had a brachial plexus injury, and she said, honey, you need to be working with your arm. And she said, I noticed you don't have it in a sling. And my daughter said, I took it out of a sling a long time ago because I want my arm to know what it's supposed to do. And if it's in a sling, always up against my body, if there's a chance of it ever coming active again, it'll be up in a sling, and that wouldn't be right. She said,
right.
But doesn't the weight hurt you? She said, well, it does a little, but I don't pay attention to it too much anymore. I'm adaptable, and I've learned how to. She said, I actually can pull it up to my stomach, I mean, up to my chest now. And they told her she would never be able to do that, and she can now.
Well, great.
This physician was so kind. She said, let me tell you what to do. She said, if you don't mind, she said, I think possibly if you get heat to your arm, and she said, if you put castor oil, slather your arm with castor oil, and then put lamb's wool over it, and then take saran wrap and wrap it tightly and apply heat, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off. Well, my daughter thought, you know, this is so crazy. What should I listen? I said, oh, my goodness, yes. She's a physician, and maybe she's had someone that really that helped, that remedy helped them. And I said, it was a remedy for someone else. And she said, well, I'll try it. So she has started it, but just the other night we did it. And I asked her, I said, well, how does it feel? She said, the warmth feels very good. But see, she can't move her fingers at all. They're pretty rigid. But she can actually pull her arm up to her chest.
That's great.
And they told, I know, isn't it? But with that type of injury, I was wondering, is there some surgery that could possibly be done? This doctor told her, she said, what you want to do now is stimulate it as much as you possibly can. Don't let it just hang there on beside your body like you're doing.
No, I agree
with
that. Yeah, I agree. The movement, she's got to move it as much as she possibly can. Did she ever have physical therapy on it at all?
Exercises.
Did they do PT on her?
Oh, yes. She's had physical therapy.
Okay. I would even maybe look, if she's still having those issues with it, she might want to consider continue or ongoing physical therapy. you know, and get and go to talk to her doctor and maybe get kind of an ongoing. Does she have insurance?
Yes.
She can get an ongoing kind of prescription for that and continue to get treatment. That would probably help.
Yeah.
You know,
is
I mean, that's one thing.
Is there any type of surgery that could help her, or is that just not in the offing right now?
I wouldn't really. I mean, personally, I would do everything you could to avoid that.
Right. That's
you know, I just wouldn't go that direction. Now, what she might want to do is if she hasn't done the route, you might want to look into chiropractic care too, because with a brachial plexus, I mean, they can get. It depends on you know what the area in the region looks like, and they probably would look at some films or whatever they need to check it out. But I mean, there may be some areas that can be worked on that that would be really beneficial for her. And it really gets some, not just freed up motion in the area, but it would reduce possibly some inflammation around the nerves and might give her some increased mobility. But, I mean, you never know till you try it. And something like that's not going to hurt her. Like, increased physical therapy is not going to hurt anything. And going to a really good chiropractic physician to have maybe another opinion or just have them look at it is not a bad idea either. So, I mean, those are definitely good options, but you know, the more information, the better she's going to be, and the better team that she's going to have around her. So those are two options for sure that you'd want to look into, in my opinion. But that doctor's right. It's really neat how you know not only doctors are every off work. You're always even when you meet people and you talk with them, you're always looking and evaluating and whatnot. So. It's. I'm glad she got that kind of help because I think it's really, really good wisdom from whoever gave that to her. But yeah, I would get some evaluations done from some other specialties and have them looked and have her looked at and see the kind of response she gets. And if you want, you can always call me back here on the show. Okay, 888-283-7272 lines are open. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online getwellradio.com. It's the website. Of course, you can give me a call there. Or email there anytime that you need. Well, gum disease, big issue. I know a lot of dentists are big on that. Who likes to go to the dentist? Well, I like my dentist, so I guess I like to go see him. But I don't really like going a whole lot. So gum disease, I say, affects nearly about half the American adults age 30 and older. And a study was published August 30th in the Journal of Dental Research. Periodontitis is an infection of the gums and a major cause of tooth loss in adults, according to the American Dental Association. For the new study, researchers analyzed data from a nationally represented study of more than about 3,000 adults aged 30 and older, and about 47% had this condition. But, of course, the researchers also found that 64% of adults 65 and older in the study had either moderate or severe periodontitis. And the rate far national estimates. According to the study, lead author Paul Elk of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and colleagues noted this. The gum disease rates were higher in males, Mexican Americans, adults with less than a high school education. What does that have to do with anything? Adults below poverty line and current smokers. Although it's usually painless, warning signs include gums that bleed easily or are red, swollen, and tender. According to the American Dental Association website, other signs are gums that have pulled away from the teeth or chronic bad teeth or chronic bad taste. Go to your dentist on a regular basis, especially as you get older. Don't start blowing it off because protecting those teeth and the gums are vital. And believe it or not, in alternative medicine, there's a strong belief that the teeth are directly related to all health within the body.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Help us Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Give me a call right now. This is Healthy talk radio that matters, talk radio that can get you from where you are to where you need to be. Your health is your greatest wealth, so come on, let's make some changes. You have to do it, though. I can't do it for you. You talk about it, give you the tools, but only you can take responsibility for your health in your life. But we want to be here to walk you through it all the way. Hasina, you're next. How can I help?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
What's going on is I have a sleep issue that has progressed from bad to worse over the course of the last 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I've had blood work done. I've seen naturopaths. I've had acupuncture performed, taken supplements. Prescription sleep aid, and nothing seems to help or has seemed to help. And so with regarding the blood work, they did find that I was anemic, so I took a prescription-grade iron that got my stores back up. I had follow-up appointments, and my levels are still within range. Some of the other tests that I've had done as a saliva test for adrenal fatigue, and though I'm kind of on the low end, I'm still within range. Also had a hormone test done and within range, and kind of gross to say, but a feces test, and I don't remember what that was an indicator for.
Yeah, that's okay.
But those batteries of tests, even though I kind of was on the low range, still within range, there wasn't anything alarming other than the anemia, which has been corrected. And then following that, through the traditional Western doctor, I received various levels of prescription Ambien, basically. So I started off with 5 milligrams. That didn't seem to do the trick. She bumped me up to 10 milligrams. Still nothing. Finally, 12.5 CR. Mm-hmm. And that actually had the opposite effect. The few times that I did take it, I was, like, wired and wide awake. And it seems like most of the sleep aid type medicines, I've tried Benadryl, a couple other over-the-counter type sleep aids, they have the opposite effect for me. And I've tried melatonin, combinations of naturopathic options that have melatonin in them, or what is that? Can't think of the name of it right now.
Which one?
It's...
What, 5-HTP?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I took 5-HTP for a while. It didn't seem to make an appreciable difference. So I'm kind of wondering if I've exhausted all my options or.
Well, okay, so the bottom line is with your sleep, can't go to sleep for the most part. If you had to pick a pattern, is it can't go to sleep or you can't stay asleep?
Can't stay asleep. Most nights if I practice some breathing and I'm following good night or room hygiene, like keeping the room cool and comfortable and no noise and no external influences, then I'm able to fall asleep within a reasonable amount of time. But it doesn't matter what time I fall asleep, I wake up, I want to say it's like every 2.5 to 3 hours. And when I awake, I have to use the restroom. And then if I'm fortunate enough to quickly lay my head on the pillow and not think about anything, I can fall asleep within a few minutes. But if not, then I'm up for the rest of the night. So, for example, last night I think I probably fell asleep around 10 or shortly after, woke up at 2:10, went to the restroom, and tossed and turned till about a quarter to five. Finally fell asleep and had to get up at six. And that little span of time from five to six, when I do awake, I feel more fatigued than if I would have just stayed up from 2 a.m. for the rest of the day.
Well,
times where I'll just stay up only after having 2.5-3 hours of sleep. So I'm running on 21 hours awake.
That'll drive you crazy. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I mean, that's why the sleep medications, you know, tend to work fairly well, but you don't want to be dependent on those forever, obviously. Usually it's serotonin, just so you know, all the different brain chemicals and neurotransmitters. When you can't go to sleep, or I'm sorry, when you go to sleep and you can't stay asleep, that's usually serotonin. So your 5-HTP is what helps make and produce more serotonin. But then you got certain foods that are really important, too. So getting plenty of proteins in your diet, especially turkey and chicken, organic, of course, and free range as much as possible. But those protein sources are great, and they help produce serotonin. Salmon's really good. Spinach, beans are really good. Black beans, kidney beans, they all help produce serotonin levels. So there's a lot of great benefits from eating certain foods like that because you can support the brain chemistry, and then supplements are what they are. They're just, you know, something to add into an already healthy diet. But, yeah, serotonin sounds to me like the one you want to shoot for. Have you done any serotonin medications? If you did, I didn't catch that.
No, other than, the 5-HTP is not really serotonin.
No, like a medicine, like prescription medicine.
No.
Okay. Yeah, the 5-HTP is similar to that, but if you haven't done the foods, the reason I'm asking you about this medication itself is because a lot of times if you were to take something like Prozac or Zoloft, you would see if it was serotonin, you would feel great fairly quickly. And then that would, you know, sometimes if somebody's taken that before, it's a good reference point. But if you can talk to your doctor, there's a lot of food groups that really can make a huge difference in supporting those serotonin levels, and along with the supplements and things like B6 and also cod liver oil. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to Sandra now. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how you doing?
I am living well. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been having these real bad pains. I was just telling him, in my, it's like, it's a catch, like from my left hip all the way down to my foot. It's like a lot of pain, and I was on Motrin, but they was, the doctor said he was giving me diarrhea. I was trying to keep some called the Allemans. Then I deal with diverticulitis, small internal hemorrhoids, and what else they call that, IBS, yeah.
So you're dealing with all of that, and have you been taking medication for it?
Mm-hmm. Overweight. Yes.
So have you had anyone work with you on your lifestyle choices, you know, diet and that sort of thing?
Well, I suppose I can't even eat a whole lot of stuff because I'd be running to the bathroom. That time I came in at night and ate some soup and laid down some chicken noodles so my housekeeper bought me. But I have a doctor. I have a primary doctor. She knows about the pain, but they told me the motels was making me have diarrhea.
You know, it's probably good if you're dealing with IBS, you know, irritable bowel and those kind of things. You know, cutting down on certain foods will make a big difference. Now, I would suggest you get a good wellness expert that can work with you, someone like a dietitian or a nutritionist, someone that really knows their stuff and they can kind of create a new lifestyle plan for you. And the first thing you want to do, and I talk about this a lot in my book, it's really reducing inflammation in the digestive tract. And one of the best ways to do that, changing the way that you eat, your eating patterns. So you would cut out foods like a lot of the carbohydrates are where the biggest challenges are. And so cutting out breads and pastas, cereals, crackers, and those kind of things, that can make a big difference. And that's kind of your first step of what you want to do in this kind of journey that you're looking for. And if you have some guidance, it's going to be important. Somebody's got to take you by the hand and walk you through it. Okay, that's important because you've got to almost unlearn a lot of the bad habits and relearn the good new habits. It's not that hard. It won't take long, but it's definitely something that you want to get started with if you're dealing with all this and having someone guide you through it. So your proteins, like your chicken, your fish, your beef, your eggs, your lower glycemic carbohydrates in the form of the fruits and vegetables, staying away from the starchy carbs like we just talked about, and your healthy fats, the almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, those kind of things. So, I mean, all of those kind of choices are going to matter. And then you can get into supplementation and all that, but if you're in a lot of pain and it's running down kind of from your hip down into your legs, you might want to have someone look at that as well. And typically in standard medicine, it's just not addressed that much. Your better bet for non-surgical back pains, chiropractic or physical therapy, either one of those, that will give you a good range of kind of what's going on, and they'll come up with a good game plan for you to go to that next level. So that's really where you want to go with the whole thing. And, you know, I know it's uncomfortable and it's painful, but at the end of the day, you want a good team around you that can kind of coach you through that process. Fish oil is good too, as far as supplements go, but I wouldn't even be worried so much about that as about getting a good set of eating habits together and then getting a good nutritionist around you and getting some other folks on your kind of on your health team so you can go to that next level. All right. But keep me posted. You can always email me here on the show or you send me an email at getwellradio.com. Okay. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Let's go to Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm dizzy most of the times and I'm nervous. When I'm nervous, I cannot think under pressure and sporadic sleep at night. And I was diagnosed with Alzheimer's recently, but I can balance my checkbook. And I take lisinopril, HCTZ, 20 milligrams, lorazepam, 1 milligram, granin, almond, and simvastatin. Is there anything I can do to calm my nerves down?
Dementia is kind of a challenge, I really think. And one of the main issues with dementia, I think, especially as people, I don't know, the research has kind of been changing a little bit. And what we're learning more about it is that literally the choices we make now, early on, it makes the biggest difference. So what I mean by that is if you start eating foods higher in protein, okay, better choices like fish and eggs, you get plenty of, like eggs, for example, in the egg yolks, contain choline, which is a strong protectant against any type of cognitive brain loss. So it increases a neurotransmitter called acetylcholine. And acetylcholine is our main neurotransmitter. It's the number one brain chemical that helps communicate between nerves and neurons. So you know, that's first and foremost. Then, of course, with your omega-3 fatty acid fish like salmon and that sort of thing, of course, that's just going to increase your overall nutrient density to help produce that type of brain chemical. Then you got things like dopamine, all right? Dopamine's another big one that can play a role in dementia. Keeping dopamine levels up, you can do things, the protein-rich foods, of course, but there are foods and supplements actually like huperzine A, club moss, which can help. Also, vitamin B6 has been known to be helpful, too. A lot of good research on all of those. But your food choices are always the better bet. Your dark leafy greens, spinach, and kale can make a big difference, too. And here's a big one for dopamine that I really like, and it's chocolate. The dark chocolate makes a huge difference in your dopamine levels, makes you feel good. That's why a lot of people lean toward chocolate, or they crave chocolate when they're under immense amounts of stress. When they're under all that stress, they lean toward that. It really can pick them up and kind of take them to the next level. And that's one of the best things to see, really, is to kind of change your brain chemistry. You change your whole outlook, because honestly, how we think determines everything in our health, and it all starts in our brain and getting that cognition right. But yeah, dementia has had some changes in the research, especially along the lines of nutrition, of what can make a major difference. And that, so it's just something to think about. Definitely a big topic, especially nowadays. One other thing, too, is you want to be careful with the mercury amalgam fillings. So if you have those fillings, you know, of course, they're pretty old school, and years ago they were used often. I had several, and I had them removed. But getting those removed by a good biological dentist can make a huge difference. And getting the mercury chelated out of the system can help, too. And there's certain drugs out now that can do that, and also nutritional supplements that can help. So you might want to talk to a practitioner near you that can kind of help you go to that next level. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. Going to the next level with your health and your life, you got to make good choices. That's what it comes down to. On this show, that's what we want to help you do, is kind of go to that next level. Because when it comes down to it, really and truly, you have to make the choices. And I really think that's the toughest thing for people. It's making that decision that you want to get well, making that decision that you want to be better today than you were yesterday. And it comes down to that. It comes down to choices. What you put inside your body, what you do, whether or not you're going to exercise, all those sorts of things. All of those choices matter, and they build up over time in your health account. Our food for the day are tangerines. Now, I don't know about you, but I love the taste of tangerines. I always have. And they're great natural antiseptics. They help in protecting the body against the most dreaded bacteria, staph infection, or Staphylococcus aureus, that is responsible for spreading severe infection throughout the body. Tangerine essential oil contains an important component that can act against the bacteria and therefore helping cure the sepsis. Pretty amazing. So also it can relieve body spasms and pains. The fruit is great at spasms. Not only can it affect the muscles, but also the nervous system, digestive system, and the respiratory system. Tangerine fruit can promote a soothing effect on the nerves and can relax these spasms. It's great as a blood purifier. It says many times that they help the eliminating of unwanted toxins like extra salt, uric acid, water, and pollutants from the body. It enhances the body's capacity to possess oxygen in red blood cells, thus purifying the blood. And also there's relaxation to the tired nerves and can calm fevered brows. So it removes the hyperactivity and inflammation from the body. It also has a great sedative properties. Thus it can help in treating allergic reactions, stress, anxiousness, poison, and fever. It also helps calm down anger and sedates depressive disorder. Hey, there you go. If somebody's angry, just get some tangerine oil, pitch them a tangerine, and say, eat this. It also aids in keeping the stomach in good condition, assists in establishing the flow of digestive juices, and maintains acid and bile levels in the stomach that, of course, can help cure all stomach problems, or most of them. Now, tangerines also help in the development and growth and promote endocrine secretions of enzymes and hormones. So, pretty much, you're not going to go wrong by eating tangerines. So powerful, though. Food can be our best medicine, which is such a great tool. It really is, to help us go to the next level with our health and our life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272, with your questions, or you can send me an email at getwellradio.com.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful 2-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York, Thursday night, 16th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. and we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Kristen in Oregon wants to know about low thyroid function. Well, low thyroid function, hypothyroidism, if it's something you're dealing with, Kristen, you know, again, it depends on what your doctor has you doing. If you've got medication, like you're taking levothyroxine, you might want to talk to him about doing Armour, which is a little bit more natural version of that. There's some other things you can do, too, in hypothyroidism that can help quite a bit. And, of course, you've got iodine, tyrosine, which can be deficient in many people that struggle with that. Doesn't mean that you're not supposed to take medication, but you might want to mention to them, and so they can help you come up with a game plan. If they don't understand it or don't use it normally in their practice, find a good alternative practitioner, naturopathic doctor, something like that, that really kind of gets it and uses that on a regular basis. Many times they found that those components will help build up and support a healthy thyroid. You know, not knowing what the outcome will be, may still need medication, might not, but it's good to find a doc that can kind of work with you on that. Very, very interesting the whole way through. I mean, hypothyroidism we're seeing more and more, and I think that a big issue of that is our water supply. I think we've got too much chlorine that we get in our body, which can, of course, is a halide, and it can block the receptors for our thyroid to be able to function effectively. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons why that is increased. And women are getting it more than men. That's because women need three times the amount of iodine than men do. So you need 150 micrograms for your breast tissue, 150 micrograms for your thyroid, and 150 micrograms for good, healthy ovarian function. So, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Guys, we only need 150 micrograms, period, for a thyroid. It's because we're easy, ladies. Simple to understand, right? And you guys are the difficult ones, they say. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's okay. That's not a sexist statement. That's the reality. We're pretty easy. All right, let's go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Doc. How you doing this evening?
Man, I am better than yesterday, partner. What's going on?
Hey, that's good. Hey, I've got ingrown toenails and they curve, you know. I mean, they're like curved shut. And I've tried the over-the-counter things like fungonail. It doesn't work. I've tore them off myself, hoping that they'd stop. I was wondering if there's anything that could help that.
It's a tough one. It really is. Ingrown toenails are just a little bit of a bear. So, you know, one thing from a natural perspective, you can soak them. But, you know, the reality is you're not going to get much of a response. Not from soaking them in echinacea, golden seal, ionic silver, those kind of things. You're not going to get a whole big change from that. I mean, it just kind of is what it is. Staying on top of them like you're talking about and you know, have you gone to your doctor and had them work on them at all or give you any options?
No, I have not.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those deals where it's just there's no silver bullet for them, you know, for the most part. You can work on, you know, the areas where they kind of curl like you're talking about. You got to keep them clipped down. But changing the nail bed as far as the way the nails grow is a little bit of a challenge. So haven't seen anything really from a natural perspective that will really knock that out. Now, you can use strong antibacterials like silver and whatnot to cut down some of the soreness that can arise from that area. You know, it can be kind of painful. But, yeah, I mean, other than that, as far as getting the toenails to grow differently, one thing that might be that I've seen before and read about, never used in any form of practice, though, was silica. Silica's got some pretty good alternative research behind it, as far as how it can be helpful to the body. So you might want to look that up and read a little bit on that, okay? Thanks, Matt. 888-283-7272. Go online at getwellradio.com, and we'll make you part of the show. Let's go to Alan.
I would like to talk about atrial fibrillation. I have that, and I just like to find out some things about maybe what I can do for it.
AFib, yeah, I get that question a lot, and it's something a lot of people struggle with. The big deal with AFib is making sure you have plenty of the B vitamins. Okay, the fruits and vegetables are always the key, but the dark leafy greens are even more important, and they'll give you a ton of those B vitamins. Great for the heart, helping balance that out. Usually B vitamin deficiency is one of the main reasons that you see a lot of AFib. Now, there are some, you know, cases for some genetic issues, and that's very true. But from a nutritional standpoint, most nutritionists or dietitians will talk to you about looking at the B vitamins, like a B complex type thing. CoQ10 is really good too. Very supportive of the heart, or ubiquinol is another version of that. But yeah, very, very supportive to the heart. Something to think about, because it really can and does make a big difference. All right, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. And remember this, that your health is your greatest wealth. I say that a lot. But you have to make the changes. Nobody else can. And your mom can't, your dad can't, your friends, your family members, your husband, your wife. No one can make these changes for you. So if you're looking to make that transformation and you want to start exercising more, but it's tough for you to get up in the morning, or you want to start eating healthy because you know you need to lose 30 pounds, but it's a little tough to give up the Fruit Loops and the donuts and the honey buns. Well, think about this for a minute. You only get one life. That's it. And how you take care of your health and your body, it matters. So it's time to make some changes, but only you can do it. You know, no one else is going to do that for you. So my hope for you is that you'll take this information that we talk about, that you'll apply it to your life, that you'll be better tomorrow than you are today, and that somehow, some way, you'll find that desire deep down that you really want to get well and that you want to go to that next level with your health and with your life, not just for you, but for all those around you that love you and that need you to be healthy. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of our team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or...
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.